On today's podcast, we're doing about a 7-minute yoga sequence that's really powerful for balancing your energy, especially at the end of a day. Hello and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the gorgeous Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all of the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my daily practice so that we can find a little more balance, bliss, and confidence in our everyday. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. If you do enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, please leave a review on iTunes, and share with a friend that might also enjoy this podcast. And thank you for your support. I also love to hear your feedback on these episodes as well as your questions. You can send me them over at Be Happy Healthy Human on Instagram. That's BE Happy Healthy Human. Or check out my website, BeHappyHealthyHuman.com, where there's a ton more blogs and recipes and resources for you. Today, I'm excited. Friday, yoga day, favorite day of the week. We're going to do a real quick 7-minute refresh. And this is to really help find balance again and restore balance in your body. And when I think about this sequence, again, very simple, I imagine it being a great thing to do right when you get home from work. That you get home from work, you can close off that energy of the day, all of the effort that you've been putting in, and then really open the body back up, find your balance again so that you can be present and happy for your family and friends. Now, there are no props strictly necessary. I always try to offer out a way that you can do this practice anytime, anywhere, but if you do have a yoga block or two, that is fabulous. Other options, I love this. Harry Potter, book 4 particularly, is like the exact same size as a yoga block. So if you have any of the Harry Potter series hanging around, book 4 and 5 are really great ones that you can use for your yoga blocks. And if you don't have that either, which we should talk about if you're not, you know, still toting around your Harry Potter books, then you could use a blanket or towel. And you can just roll up this towel into a nice long tube. So please grab your blankets, your blocks, your books, whatever it is you have, roll out the mat, and let's get started. So we're going to start with a child's pose. So you're going to take your knees wide, your feet come together, you're sitting on your shins. You'll take your arms out nice and long so that your head can drop towards the ground and your hips will come towards your heels. Now, this might feel really great right now here for you. If you need some modifications to help you out, you can always roll a blanket and put it between the thigh and the calf so that the knees don't work as hard. And if your head doesn't reach the ground, throwing your block or book underneath your head can help you find a sense of connection. And take a deep breath in here. And exhale. Big inhale through the mouth. Exhale through the mouth. And inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose. And keep breathing in and out through the nose right here. Feel like you're sending that air all through the back body. The spine is getting longer and longer. So that the back of the heart is expanding and growing. And you feel the entire body filling with air, being nourished internally right here. Feel that curvature of your spine, that you are curling in, turning in, giving your weight over to the earth. Not having to hold, not having to take control, but allowing yourself to rest. Now you feel like all of the situations and effort of the day is just streaming off the back, falling towards the earth, just releasing from your body and releasing you from any need to control it. can start to create a little bit of a side stretch here, walking your hands a little bit more towards the right. Might be that the left hand comes on top of the right hand, and you'll feel the left hip pull back in space so that the left side body gets longer and longer. Let a little extra air come into the left side body, filling up that space that you have created. And start to walk the hands back to center and then over to the left. So right hand can come on top of the left hand. The right side body is all stretched out. Right hip is pulling back in space and you are getting longer. You are getting more spacious. You are breathing deep. And as you come back through center, feel that extra length through both sides of the waist. And slowly start to walk the hands back, coming to sit back up on your shins. Remove any props that you have and come to sit down. So we're going to lie back into a Supta Baddha Konasana shape, and we're going to use some props here. So if you do have your block or books, you'll put them on the lowest level on your mat, and you want them to be wider than they are tall, so they're a little wide. And you're going to put the block underneath your back, so right at the center of the back, and you'll feel like your shoulder blades can just hook around the edge of that block or book. So the block is right at the center of the back, the hips are on the ground, and if you have a second block or book, you can place it underneath the head, or you can choose to let the head come down to earth. Again, if you don't have a block or book, you can put the blanket in the same place, right at the center of the back, right beneath the shoulder blades, or forego the block or book or blanket altogether and just lay straight on the ground. All of them are perfect, but if you can prop up that chest, it feels really nice. Once you lay down, you can put your feet into Supta Baddha Konasana shape, which would be soles of feet together and knees out wide. This is not comfortable for any reason. Feel free to just place the soles of the feet directly on the ground or even to lengthen the legs out straight. Eyes can close, palms can face up so that you can feel a sense of letting go, a sense of giving up and giving over. Again, if you feel any crunching in your back, if this is not the right place, move that block around, find a place where this feels good. And here you are, super open-hearted. Feeling the shoulders pulling back together. The heart open. And you feel that breath really fill in the front of the chest. You feel that energy coming into you with each breath. Right, Supta Baddha Konasana, it's this gesture of giving, but also a gesture of receiving. So that in this place of rest, you are able to also learn how to give your energy, to learn how to be present, and also receive the support that you need. Give and receive, give and receive. Stay here for one more deep breath. Take a big exhale. Carefully bring the arms back underneath you so that you can press into the forearms and come up to a seated position. You can cross your legs, hands pressing to the thighs, eyes closed, sitting tall. And take a moment here to set an intention for the rest of your day, of what it is you'd like to be, how you want to show up, what you want to give, and what you'd like to receive, knowing that they are actually the same. What you want to receive is what you can give. What you give is what you will receive. One more deep breath in. A long breath out. Bring hands together to press at your heart in Anjali Mudra. The light in me very humbly bows to that same light in each one of you. Namaste.